Greetings, dear family. We'd like to share with you a little bit about a missionary and servant of God named Charles Thomas Studd, CT for short. Today, the two most pressing problems in America and other nations are I don't know and I don't care. We don't want to be bothered. We have better things to do than to listen to other people's problems or to help someone. We embrace indifference and complacency, and we don't have time to help or lend a friendly ear. If we truly follow Jesus, then love and compassion always finds a way, but indifference and sloth finds an excuse. C.T. Studd was an English missionary to China, India, and Africa. He lived from 1860 to 1931 and was born into wealth and privilege. But God had other plans for his life. His father was converted after hearing the famous American evangelist Dwight Moody speak. Then subsequently, C.T. and his brothers were also converted. 6 years after his conversion, C.T. realized that his commitment to the Lord was lacking, and he decided to give everything up and seek God's will. He wisely said, I know that cricket would not last, and honor would not last, and nothing in this world would last, but it was worthwhile living for the world to come. He thought if Jesus Christ be God and died for him, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him. One of his most well-known quotes is, Some people want to live within the sound of a chapel bell. I want to run a rescue mission within a yard of hell. C.T. would always pray, God, send me someone I can help today, or someone I can give to. Help me to not miss an opportunity to do good. In Amos chapter 6, we read, Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, and to you who feel secure on Mount Samaria, you notable men of the foremost nation, to whom the people of Israel come. You lie on beds adorned with ivory and lounge on your couches. You dine on choice lambs and fatted calves. You drink wine by the bowlful and use the finest lotions, but you do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, you will be among the first to go into exile. Your feasting and lounging will end. Jesus began, Walking in love that has action is the highest form of spiritual warfare, my dear ones. Your genuine love for others will overcome evil swiftly and decisively. When you see the struggles of others, take an active interest in their well-being and spiritual health. Be the first to raise your helping hand. Mankind makes excuses and has fallen into sloth, which goes deeper than laziness. Sloth is bound up in fear and keeps people from kind acts of charity and demonstrating my love. Slothfulness is the absence of care and is a sinful condition of the heart. You lack motivation from the inside out. Slothfulness casts into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. That's in Proverbs 19:15. He continued, My people, be on fire. I have empowered you with love, compassion, and self-control. Be fervent in spirit as you serve your God. I call you to action, and do not be afraid, for fear is fruitless and is not from above. Have a desire to please me more than people. I am not interested in perfection. I am, however, interested in you utilizing the gifts and spiritual tools I have given you. Abandon your own desires and strive to not pass by opportunities I send you to do good. And in this way, you will resemble me. And that was the end of his message. Here is an example of taking action. On a cold day in December, a 10-year-old boy was standing barefoot by a shoe store window, looking at all the beautiful new shoes. A lady walking by asked the boy what he was doing. He said, "I am praying to God for a pair of shoes." The lady took the little boy by the hand, washed his feet, bought him socks and put them on, and then bought him shoes. After that, he asked her, "Ma'am, are you God's wife?" Out of the mouth of babes. Amen.